All right, Gator had a commitment he had to take care of. So, Doug Karsh, closing out the show here, leading up to the 2 o'clock. Guys, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Al in Southfield. You're next. Hello, Al.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Doug. I want to, in light of Dallas, excuse me, Dusty May being the new head coach for the Dallas Mavericks, I had a couple of suggestions for his replacement. Number one is Travis Steele, who's at currently at the University of Miami of Ohio. Of course, his team went undefeated during the regular season. Of course, lost their the one game during the conference tournament. And my other suggestion was Wes Miller, who was the head coach at University of Cincinnati. The reason why I suggest him, because of his familiarity with Mustafa Chiamba, just transferred from Cincinnati to Michigan. And, of course, Cincinnati pulled off a big upset against Kansas on the road, which at Fog Hallam Fieldhouse, which is not an easy place for visiting teams to win.
So I'm just getting started with this, right, in terms of interesting names, certainly, to take a look at. Mike McConnell at St. Mary's is one that I think is intriguing. I think the Josh Schertz at St. Louis makes a ton of sense. And look, there's a lot of criticism, obviously, of Ward Manuel, the athletic director. Ward Manuel did indeed hire Dusty May, and Ward Manuel, Schertz and Dusty May were very close, had a lot of similarities. All that was documented when Michigan played St. Louis this year in March Madness. And so, if Ward interviewed one Dusty May, there'd be another guy that has a lot of similarities to him that he might, those might things shine through in an interview process. But yeah, like I said, I can't really comment with any great knowledge on Steele, other than I was surprised when he got the Miami job because he hadn't exactly crushed it at Xavier. But but he did, he's done a decent job. It's not just one year. It was the previous year. I have to go back and look. Okay, here it is. At Xavier, he went 19-16, 19-13, 13-8, 19-13. Then he gets the Miami job, goes 12-20, 15-17, and then the last 2 years, 25-9, 32-2. So you can see the rise there. My guess is, everybody is reporting that Mike Boynton is going to get the interim position right now, which will give them time to, take their time and make the best possible decision. So we'll see how it plays itself out. Jeff Goodman has now tweeted out something else rather interesting here, because, first thing I did was make a call, and I was told Dusty cited the new system of college basketball. But basketball and college athletics. Here's Jeff Goodman. One source very close to Dusty May on the main reasons he left Michigan for the NBA. The state of college basketball, not knowing what it's going to look like in a month or 5 years. And the second reason was the organization had a chance to coach Cooper Flagg. I'm going to probably throw in that the money is, I'm going to guess, rather significant in terms of the difference and what the NBA can pay and what the college game can pay. And this is the second time it's happened to Michigan. They've had a great coach in place and lost him to the league. And, there are people, believe it or not, there are some budget restrictions. Now, not as many with the revenue sports, but in an era where non-revs are just hanging on, it applies more to them than it does to college basketball. So maybe it's a moot point. Although I think even at Michigan, they'd be like, okay, we can't afford that. And in the NBA, they're going to be deeper pockets. But we'll see as the reporting comes out. For people just joining us, I think it's important to hear why that contract that was agreed upon and spoken about publicly, why wasn't it signed? When was it supposed to be signed? Why was there communication during the period where it wasn't signing the contract? Because if I were running a department, I would be like, okay, I need to know, do I need to start looking for another coach? Do I need to change the contract to keep you? Is there anything that could have been done differently to keep Dusty May at Michigan? And if there was, that's pretty bad. If there wasn't, if you just wanted to go to the pros, which everybody has different dreams and aspirations professionally. And look, when you're a fan of a program, the most important job in the world to you is that you're head coach. That's the coaching position you care about the most. And so it's hard to imagine somebody leaving for an opportunity that they think is better for them, but that's the reality. And they have a different agenda. When you work in the game, it's different than when you're a fan of the game. And we'll see what Michigan does next, but it's a blow. They just won a national championship, which is one of the reasons why I find some of the anger fans have. The timing's not great, no. But you'd take that trade 10 times out of 10 to have a season culminate in winning a national championship and then lose the coach who put together the roster and orchestrated the run, lose it with bad timing. Yeah, the timing sucks. But you would take that 10 times out of 10 because you get to cut down nets. And that's what you want more than anything else. So anyway, we'll see as reporting comes out on this what some of the details are. In the meantime, Rico Beard has sauntered into the studio.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I would say I had a conversation, but it really wasn't much of a conversation. It was more of a one-way conversation where the person on the other line was yelling into the phone, and I was just kind of going, uh-huh, but, uh-huh.
About Dusty?
But, uh-huh.
This is today?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Rieger is livid.
Yeah.
So for an hour after it happened, it's just Rieger is just yelling. And
you had an hour-long phone call with Jeff Rieger?
Yes. Wow. He had a lot to say. I'm like trying to get in there, but Jeff, and I'm like, Jeff, and maybe I'm wrong. I'm like, Jeff, you can't be this angry. He bought you a title, so it's that. If I told you 2 years ago, your coach will come in, he'll win you a Big Ten, he'll win a national title, and he'll leave after 2 years, you would take that deal.
If the next guy does the same thing, you'll take it.
You'll take the deal. He's like, he left the program in tatters. I'm like,
well, maybe.
Here's the thing. In modern day college athletic, Doug, there are no programs. There are teams.
Well,
programs don't exist anymore.
As one of our people on Twitch put it, everything's for rent now.
Yes.
Nothing's for sale. Nothing is bought. Everything is rented.
Yeah. That point guard that keeps busting you, you know what? Go offer him.
Well,
he'll be there next year.
Their name's in the portal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I assume this is going to be something you guys talk about?
Yes, we'll touch upon this. Can we say that? And we'll take you all the way up to Tiger Base.
So during the show, I'm sitting in studio, and it's kind of isolated, and there's soundproof. And I still heard yelling out there on an Argentina goal. Was it you this time?
It was not me. It was Bobby.
Why was Bobby?
Yeah, he witnessed history.
Oh, is that what it was?
He said, I don't know.
Yeah, he set the most goals in World Cup history.
Bobby loved it.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, that's a huge sports moment, so I loved it.
No money on the game.
I made a Rico bet.
Really?
I bet on a tie.
Ah, see.
Yeah.
Did it win?
It did.
See.
Saturday night, 0-0.
So
it was the weirdest rooting experience of my life.
Doug, no, the worst one is when it's tie. Now it's 1-0. Now you flip to rooting to the other team,
yep.
And now you're just like, okay, everybody, let's just play soccer and kick the ball in the middle of the field. Nobody scores. So
yep. Just punt it back and forth.
Now I'm team Cape Verde,
dude. It's funny.
I was a fan before everybody else was. I don't want to hear that. I'm driving the bus here.
Yeah, that was you were an early adapter to Cape Verde.
I'm good for you.
Yeah, they're. That was another result that they were celebrating after another tie yesterday. So, all right, have a great show. Stay safe, everybody, and treat each other with respect. Carson Anderson, 97.1.